While the battle at Fort McHenry raged on, British commander Robert Ross landed 5,000 troops at what is now known as North Point.
This is a video about the War of 1812 that Patterson Park students put together. It included a Francis Scott Key stand-in writing the defense of Fort McHenry. And a reenactment of the Battle of Hampstead Hill, which took place right across the street from their school. Keisha Hall wore an American uniform in the video and describes her battle scene.
We was hiding behind trees in the park, and then we ran out and started shooting the British.
Amaris Johnson made her British uniform, but it wasn't the one she wanted to wear.
It was actually fun, but I really wanted to be American because... No, United States.
Before this year, many students didn't know that American soldiers turned back a British land invasion at Hampstead Hill, now called Patterson Park, in September 1814.
I'm actually glad that I found out it's a part of Patterson Park.
Do you look at the park a little differently now?
Yes, I actually do.
Liz Gutting is a fifth grade reading teacher at Patterson Park and says,
it just makes it so much more exciting for students to know that this is their backyard and all of this history is here, and just brings it together for them. It creates a much greater depth of knowledge.
Gutting says city school officials asked the teachers to take on the 1812 project when they were developing lessons on the bicentennial.
We'd already been talking about the bicentennial is coming up and different things we were going to do to prepare the students and be out and about in Baltimore so that students could learn about this time period out in Baltimore. So being able to work on this project just made it all come together.
The students took field trips to museums in the city and the Smithsonian Museum of American History in Washington. They visited Fort McHenry and went to the park often for lessons, which Keisha said helped her understand the war better.
Because you're learning from books, but when we went outside and actually saw and we reenacted, that's when I have like a visual of it.
Gutting says the students learned more than history. They used skills from other subjects as well. In music class, they learned to play the fife and drums that were often heard on the battlefield and in their video. They used math skills to determine the correct angles to use in making muskets out of wood and plastic. Gabriel Colazzo says it was challenging.
They had to like carve the wood. And then to polish it, it was hard because you didn't want to get a lot on and you didn't want to get less on because if you did, it just wouldn't look right.
And how did yours look?
Well, it looked pretty fine.
And as a reward for their hard work and being first to collect stamps in their passport books from sites along the War of 1812 trail, the students received a commemorative coin from the mayor.
And last but certainly not least, our next student, Keisha Hall.
The students say they hope the National Park Service will have the historical marker they designed for Patterson Park in place when they resume their 1812 lessons next year. I'm Gwendolyn Glenn reporting in Baltimore for 88.1 WYPR.